Middo, it's taken weeks to get hold of one of these little corkers.
Where's
the old Garlo sausage roll?
Looking for the crispy post-it note.
Yeah, well, there was, yes, the post-it note.
It
could have gone
fire.
Up in flames.
It's a worry.
But it saved one.
And they're TK good, the
got
sausage
his.
Rolls.
They're very good. So there we go, the Garlo sausage roll. Do you want one next week? We'll put a post-it on it.
Can I put an order in?
Yep, there's only four in there, so we'll take up three very quickly, but that's the way it should be. All right, mate, we've got round 17. It's only four games, but we'll start with Penrith at 2:30 against the Rabbitohs, $1.65.
Should be a decent game, this one, at Pepper Stadium. You know, there's no Greg Inglis for South, so that will bring the Panthers back into the equation. And I liked what the Panthers did against West Tigers last Sunday, particularly with Tim Simona going off injured after halftime, and there was a weakness at the Tigers, and they really exploited it. And David Simmons was the one who benefited. But Dean Farre, he's such a professional player these days. You know, a great international for New Zealand, and he's really come along in leaps and bounds. The Panthers don't have a good record against South, though. They've lost their last four. South were pretty impressive against Manly last week. I think they can get away with the Panthers, but I think it'll be a good contest.
Yeah, no, Greg Inglis, Tyrrell
still counting his ribs, I think.
Yeah.
Incredible, that hit.
Yeah.
It was an absolute cracker.
I wouldn't be playing for the rest of my life if I got hit like that.
That's a few that probably thought that.
To his credit, he was winded, but he got back up. So you like the Rabbitohs over the Panthers. Yeah, Matt Moylan joined us just after 7 o'clock. He said, look, we'd be mad not to go back to that right-hand side with Dean in such good form.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're looking for a first try scorer, it could be Farre
or Simmons again.
Simmons again. The second match is going to be the Dragons up against $1.50, the Dragons, North Queensland, $2.65. When I say the second match, it's going to be tomorrow night, 7:30, this one at Wynn Stadium down there in Wollongong. Cowboys missing a stack of players.
Yeah, they are. Look, they're missing four players and two pretty important players missing for the Dragons as well in Dugan and Trent Merrin. But I like the Dragons in this one. The Cowboys, though, they've travelled really well this year. Can you believe they've won all five games in New South Wales this season, which is very un-Cowboys-like. They've got a lot of confidence, but I think without those key men, you know, Ray Thompson's back into the team after injury, Robert Louis and Thompson in the halves, so they'll be keen to make a bit of a statement. But you know, I think at Wynn Stadium, the Dragons will be hard to beat.
Seagulls at home, $1.45. Middo, Cronulla, Sharkies, they are $2.85.
Yeah, it's been a death ground for the Sharks over the years, Brookvale. They really have struggled there. Six wins since 1967. It's an awful record, and there's only a handful of Cronulla players who have ever won at that ground. Ben Barber's been very good the last 2 weeks when he's been thrown into the contest. They've come up with a lot of points. They've come from behind to win both their last two games when Barber has come onto the field. So he's a really good X factor coming off the bench. You know, if Shane Flanagan can keep him excited and enthusiastic about that role, then they're a good chance. But Manly, there's a chance Jamie Lyon will play, which would restore their back line to full strength.
That'd help.
Brookvale, they're a better team.
Yeah, then they've got to get him the ball if he does play, which has been a little bit of an issue when he has got out there this year. Tigers up against the Eels. There could be 1,000 points scored in this match. Currently, it is, well, the very, very latest odds, $2.40 outside is the Tigers, coming off that bit of an insipid performance last week. Parramatta, $1.60, coming off a win.
Yeah, and I like Parramatta here, despite their awful record at ANZ. We talk about it every time they play there. They've lost 18 of their last 19 games there, but well, I think they might turn that one around this week. On the back of the strength out wide they have of Semi Radradra on the left, they're the best left side attacking team in the competition. And West Tigers, they've got awful problems with their defence out wide. They've had injury upon injury. No Naifaluma. Tim Simone is now missing as well. So they've got two very inexperienced centres. And in today's game, if you've got lightweight, inexperienced centres, you are cruising for a bruising, aren't you? And big Semi out wide, he's been devastating. He scored something like 9 tries in his last 4 games. So I'm going Eels.
All right, mate. And it's buys for everyone else. State of Origin next
Wednesday. It's really, really evenly poised with Kronk back into the side.
Yeah. Big difference, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But look, I think there's a bit of swagger about the New South Wales side now. Your Woods and Clemmer came out of that Origin game with a real different attitude, and I think they're ready to take their place as the next great Origin team, the New South Wales side. Whether they can do it next week, that is the big question. They've got a poor record in series deciders, 17 series deciders since 1982, New South Wales has won only 4. Queensland's won 11, and there's been two draws, and it's even worse at Suncorp. So, yeah, the odds are against them, but New South Wales, this team, they want to write their own history, and they've got a coach who's just steeped in winning is Laurie Daly. All through his footballing life, you know, from a kid, he won premiership after premiership as a kid at Junee. Then he did it at Canberra. Good.
How many deciders have New South Wales won at Suncorp?
I think it's only two.
Yeah.
94 and 2005.
And something we found amazing, first time in 19 years New South Wales have named the same side, and that might not happen yet because Robbie Farron might not get to the line.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be rather doubtful, don't you, having an operation less than 10 days before playing in an Origin game.
So you like the Blues?
Look, I like the Blues, but, you know, as I say, really evenly poised, but they can win.
All right, well, the odds, just a reminder, $1.65 favourites, Queensland, $2.30 New South Wales. Go with the value.
And a mental note too. Post-it sticker.
For next week.
For Middo. On a sausage roll.
Good on you, Middo.
Jono might have to sacrifice his.
I think he has.
Thanks,
this morning.
Thanks, Jono. It's good of you.
That's why he's not talking to everyone. He's actually eating that microphone.
He'll be in trauma.
Thank you, Middo.
Thanks, boys.